Romance, a nocturne in Z minor. In summer utterance, orphans of stillness mittens. Without ant light in a green world, a glass of wine offers vertical stars, offers a handful of tiny wilted ears. I am willing to teach my sister zeros lie around wondrous bends. Our mother is a shuffling singer, a gaunt water shaft, a two-way river. I am humming to a gelatinous king. Again, fall glitters in locked cellars where smooth river-polished stones glow in the wide mouths of toddlers. These children fluster my inner night. When we address each other, we do not use names, have never used names. We're both equally tired of them, weary of them, the way one wearies of the same taste, the same food, the same brand of food. In the space in which we meet, it can most easily be described as a room, a nearly empty room. It has walls, a drawn curtain, a desk-shaped table with two chairs. The light above the table is real. We sense its heat. There are doors in the room that lead to other rooms or hallways, which is a word or space between four rooms, at least. Look at it. As always, I am late, late to this language. I see his back, huge, hunched over the table. Some part of me wants to turn around, to leave, although I feel along the edges of my ears the air pulling me forward. I set my stack of books on the table and slide into the chair across from him. He doesn't move or look up, even though the yellow smoke from his cigarette, held just under his chin, streams directly into his eyes and disappears into his eyes.